tell me what prompted you to write this book?
I had the amazing chance experience of running into almost literally a reading of the Appalachian Poets at University of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And at that reading, I finally realized, oh, I don't have to think about race and region completely differently. At the same time, I was thinking about movies. I was thinking about the ways that movies represent places and was frustrated by the limited perception of Appalachia based on a handful of movies. So I thought, well, here's what I'll do. I'll go and I will blow up this idea that Appalachia is this monolithic, white, impoverished place and where all the same stories are told about this place as if it is this stagnant region. Fast forward, I watched a lot of movies. I was really building on Jerry Williamson's work that he's done about representations of Appalachia. And I, instead of seeing this wild diversity of representation of Appalachia, saw the same stories over and over that turned into these patterns of representation that allowed me to loop back in to thinking about representation of non-white people, and I started to make some comparisons there. Then I had kind of got myself in an interesting situation where I wanted to be really clear that I do not believe the Appalachian people have been discriminated against in all the same ways as racial minorities in America, but the function of the lazy stereotypes is similar.
So the white people outside of Appalachia are saying, well, we're still better than everybody. Just ignore those people from Appalachia. They're not quite the same as we are.
Yeah, and I think that happens with representations of rural people, representations of poverty that sometimes intersects with whiteness as well. A lot of times, though, I think that those images of rural poverty get placed in the mountains, in the mountains south, and then something interesting happens where people begin to see the mountain south, or even just all of Appalachia, as one place that doesn't have diversity in terms of, you know, all of the ways that you can have diversity: class, race, politics, ways of thinking, religion.
Why do you think that Appalachia is portrayed that way? Is it just convenience? People
want. Yeah, I mean, I think the reason that these stereotypes land on Appalachia has a deep history that has to do with. I mean, in some ways, it has to do with landscape. I think that people who settled in the mountains were able to, many of them were more isolated, and that isolation was met sometimes with curiosity and sometimes with distrust. And so when people found their way from outside the region traveling through the mountains, I think that there was a curiosity that took on this dual nature with the way that Appalachian people were written about. At the turn of the last century, for example, it tended to be both this romanticizing perspective of, you know, Appalachian people were called our contemporary ancestors. So this idea that they're stuck in the past and that there's a romantic way to see that that way of living, because we tend to romanticize the past. But at the same time, there is something that there's this demonizing way of looking at people who are from the mountains, who are living, in more isolation. And I think that the demonizing has to do with capitalism, has to do with the desire to have a place that you can take natural resources. So the extractive industries, coal and timber, the ways that the use of the land has been justified has to do with seeing the people living there as less than and other. And that happens both in sort of seeing them as quaint and of another time, but also is seeing them as, you know, there's something wrong with people who are living here, and so it's okay to flood their land, to take their trees, to you know, blow up their mountains.
What do you hope your readers will take away from the book?
I think ultimately I hope that people will look again at Appalachia and realize that the stereotypes that they see in these films are stereotypes, that they can't understand what it means to be in Appalachia by watching one movie or one set of movies. The Appalachia is an incredibly diverse place that spans 13 states, that is racially diverse, that has economic diversity, that is both urban and rural, that there's incredible activism coming out of Appalachia. That sometimes is missed if people watch a movie or two and think that they understand a place.